Welcome back to the Interlake Sports Now. I'm Josh Dugan, and we are back in action after a few weeks of hiatus. I've been in the middle of a move, but sticking around to knock out a few more months of the Interlake Sports Now. Very excited about that. Shout out the Daily Interlake team for giving me that opportunity, and shout out everyone checking out the show for tuning in after a few weeks off. Lots to catch up on as far as headlines in the Treasure State over the last couple weeks, but we did have a very light weekend in the prep sports world recently due to a lot of cancellations because of the weather that came across the valley last Saturday. So we have two games to get to. We'll talk a little baseball, a little bit of softball. But we got some prep basketball news. Glacier High announced their new head coach last week, so we're going to get to that story. And after our prep sports, we'll look at how some former Grizz football stars fared at Grizz Pro Day last week at Washington Grizzly Stadium, trying to elevate their NFL draft stock. And we have a big piece of college basketball news here in Montana, where Montana State made headlines for extending their head coach. We're going to get to that. I'll give my thoughts on the extension. Plus, one other piece of college basketball news where a Carroll College basketball star was named National Player of the Year across the entire country at the NAIA level. So we're going to get to that. That's a major accomplishment, no doubt about that. But first, quick reminder, today's episode is brought to you by Nomad, voted the Flathead's best manufacturer. Nomad is a longtime supporter of our local community and sports scene, celebrating 20 years of building great careers and mission-focused custom vehicles. Nomad, a Montana-based company making a global impact. Visit nomadgcs.com for more info. That's nomadgcs.com for more information. All right. Thanks as always to Nomad GCS for the support. So, like I said, with so many cancellations across the valley last weekend, we only have two games to recap. Next week's sports now going to be a lot more spring sports action to dive into, really get the ball rolling on all that fun stuff. So, let's start this one out with some softball action where we had a battle of state champions where the Glacial Wolfpack and the Columbia Falls Wildcats squared off on the softball field. The Wolfpack won the state AA championship last year, while the Wildcats were the Class A champs. The game took place in Columbia Falls, and Glacier picked up a 7-0 road win in the contest, with reigning Montana Gatorade Softball Player of the Year Ella Farrell, given to the top player in the state, led the way for the Wolfpack with a strong performance on the mound. Farrell tossed a one-hit complete game shutout while striking out 13. She helped her own cause as well at the plate. Two hits and an RBI. Kennedy Godet came up big for the Pack with a solo home run in the third inning. Maddie Moultrie got the start for the Wildcats and pitched a complete game in the loss. All right, well, that's always fun to see a battle of state champs right here in the Valley. You don't get to see that very often, the cross-class play there with Class A versus Class AA champs. Kudos to both schools for taking on the challenge. Glacier came out on top, and that's the kind of game Columbia Falls down the stretch could look back and say, we played the top team from last year at Double A, took on the Gatorade Montana Player of the Year, gave them a go. So that experience can pay off down the stretch for the Wildcats. We'll definitely keep an eye out on how the Wolfpack and Wildcats softball teams do as the year progresses, because you know those teams are going to be eyeing a repeat as state champions. Next, we'll take a quick look at the Eureka baseball team who moved to 6-0 with a 13 Oh, win over Big Fork and Evergreen to spoil the Vikings' home baseball debut. It's the Vikings' first year playing baseball in the Treasure State. Last year, they sat it out, had a couple new teams this year. Big Fork is one of them, joining the baseball the ranks for all that. But back to Eureka, they were led by a strong performance from Tristan Butts, who did earn our Poster Player of the Week honor presented by Hagedorn Media Group Montana for a strong day on the mound and at the dish. Butts and the Lions moved to 6-0 with the win, and Butts came up big at the plate. He drove in three runs, highlighted by a two-run double, and he was clutch on the mound as he struck out eight while allowing just one hit across 4 1/3 innings. And he scored two runs also, so he helped his own cause. Big day for Tristan Butts. That earned him a well-deserved Poster Player of the Week honor. Keep an eye out for the Lions down the stretch as they look to be a serious contender to make some noise come state tournament time in the baseball scene. No doubt about that. Thank you, as always, to Hagedorn Media Group Montana for the support, giving the shine to our local athletes with the Poster Player of the Week honor. Go to Hagedorn Media Group Montana, or excuse me, HagedornMediaGroup.com/Montana to learn more about Hagedorn Media Group Montana. All right, let's move along to a little college sports, where Montana State made a big splash in the coaching ranks by re-signing their current head coach, Matt Logie, to a four-year extension. That might not seem like that big a news, but it is, because Logie had an offer from Washington State to take the Cougars job reportedly. So it's a pretty big deal that he turned down going, taking on a quote unquote Power Five school, with Washington State now being part of the Pac Two with Oregon State. So they're not technically a Power Five conference anymore, but traditionally you see that as maybe a opportunity for a head coach to take a leap. But nope, Logie stayed right at Montana State after making March Madness. The Bobcats have been a stellar program. They're becoming a Big Sky power, no doubt about that, on the basketball court. And you got to think that's a big get for Montana State to keep a guy like Matt Logie. I'll admit, when Logie took over the starting or the coaching job after Danny Sprinkle left, I was a little skeptical. You go, are they going to have that kind of success? Is it going to take a few years to get back to the level where you're competing for a Big Sky championship? They did it in a blink of an eye, did a very good job in the transfer portal, kept a few key returning players, mainly Robert Ford stands out. And Logie did a heck of a job. So the Bobcats, that's a big get, adding him back for a 4-year deal. If he would have left for Washington State, it would have been a rebuild all over again. You definitely don't want that. So big signing for the Bobcats. They won the Big Sky title game. They beat the Grizz 85 to 70. They went on, they did lose their lone March Madness game for Grambling State. That being said, that's what you're competing for, the program like Montana State over the last few years. They want to make the tournament. They want to be playing in March Madness. They want to be a location that players are looking to go to, and stability plays a big part in that. And the Matt Logie signing is huge, so you got to love that. And the fact, like I said, he turned down the Washington State Cougars to stay in Montana State says a lot about where the Bobcats program's going. It says a lot about their athletic department and the kind of support Logie's gotten there. So it's a big move for Montana State. I keep saying it, but it's really one of those, I saw on Twitter, it's trending. He's going to Washington State. It seemed like a done deal. Not so fast. The Bobcats got him stay. It's going to be big for the long run. You have 4 more years for sure to build with a guy like that. That being said, in today's world of college basketball, they go out there, have a big year next year. Who's to say another school doesn't offer him? But Logie has had success at the D1 level, the D2 level. Everywhere he's gone, he's had success. So you like the move. And I will say, before I move along, watching that Bobcats team, they play the style of basketball that wins in today's college game. Really good at moving the ball. Really good at selfless play. A lot of different guys contribute. You look at UConn, who just won a national title. Montana State, obviously, it's tough to compare UConn to Montana State here, but the style of play that they played this postseason in the Big Sky tournament reminded me of UConn in the sense they moved the ball a lot. There's not one guy who's going to beat you, and you better be on your toes because every single guy on that team is going to be ready to compete, make plays, hit their shots when they need it. So the Montana State basketball program's really established themselves. Danny Sprinkle did a heck of a job. Logie's kept it going, and a big deal for the Bobcats to grab him for 4 more years, at least for now. All right, moving along to some Grizz football news. The gift that keeps on giving, college football, it never ends. It was Grizz Football Pro Day. So we're going to recap that just a little bit. That was last Tuesday at Washington Grizzly Stadium, and 8 former Grizz players took part in Pro Day trying to elevate their stock to play at the next level. The participants included punter Travis Benham, kicker Nico Ramos, safeties Trajan Cotton and Nash Vouch, O-lineman AJ Forbes and Chris Walker, and defensive tackle and reigning Big Sky Defensive Player of the Year Alex Gubner, as well as Buck Buchanan Award finalist Braxton Hill. So of those 8 participants, Gubner and Hill really had strong showings. They stood out the most as far as what I looked at through it all and the recap that I looked at. Those two really had a good day. Gubner ran a 4.85 40-yard dash, which would have been good for second best of all defensive linemen at the NFL Combine this year, excuse me, and his 10-yard split time of 1.68 seconds would have been good for third. I know Bobby Houck has been on the record saying Gubner maybe doesn't look like it, but he's an absolutely great athlete, one of those guys who's a rare type of defensive lineman who can move, who can really beat you with his athleticism. I'm not going to make the comparison to Aaron Donald, but you look at a guy like that, that's what made Donald so great. He was quick as an offensive lineman. Gubner has that same quality, so we'll see what happens. Maybe he gets an opportunity to play at the NFL. If not, nowadays with the UFL and all these other leagues, there's definitely opportunities out there for some of these Grizz to catch on at the professional level. Also standing out was Anaconda product Braxton Hill, impressed with a 7.01 second 3-cone drill, which would have ranked best for all linebackers at the combine and in the top 20 for all combine participants across all positions. So Hill showing his quickness. He was a tackling machine last year. Another guy who, if he gets the opportunity to prove himself at the next level, definitely has a chance to catch on because the talent's there, the hard work ethic's there, and the athleticism's there. So the total package with Hill and Gubner. As far as the rest of the Grizz who were at Pro Day, best of luck to everybody involved, and we'll keep an eye out. No no doubt as the NFL draft rolls around later this month. And then we have, like I said, the UFL and additional spring league opportunities nowadays. So we'll see what happens if any of these former grizz latch on at the pro level. But Gubner really stands out with that athleticism for a defensive lineman. You got to like what you saw from Hill, no doubt about that. All right, let's round this show out with some Carroll College basketball news as Jamie Pickens was named the NAIA Women's Basketball Player of the Year. Quite the accolades and exciting for the Frontier Conference as a whole to have your star player. And it's obviously exciting for Carroll College and Montana's just college basketball fans in the Treasure State in general. Pickens was named the NAIA Women's Basketball Player of the Year, given to the top player in the nation, and also made history as Carroll's first women's basketball player to be named a first-team All-American in back-to-back seasons. Pickens is a hell and a high product, where she was a two-time Montana Gatorade Player of the Year and started her career with the Lady Grizz before making the move to Carroll. Pickens was first in the nation with 11.3 rebounds per game and was second in the nation in scoring with 18.9 points per game. Anytime you're averaging a double-double, you know that's impressive. 18 points, 11 rebounds, those are monster numbers, no doubt about that. Major kudos to Pickens on being named the top player in the country at the NAIA level. That is quite the accomplishment. Gotta love that if you're a Montana college basketball fan or even somebody who just followed high school basketball in Montana after Pickens is a product of Helena High. You might remember her playing in high school. Now she's top NAIA player in the country. So you gotta love that. So on that note, that's going to do for this week's Interlake Sports Now. Thank you, as always, to Hagedorn Media Group Montana and Nomad GCS for the support. Thank you to everybody listening or watching the show. Thanks for checking it out after a little time off. But spring sports are rolling now. We're going to always have some Montana Grizzlies football news. It seems like the Bobcats had their first spring scrimmage, so you know we'll be kind of looking at some Bobcats football next week as well. So lots to get to on next week's show. But as always, thank you for checking out the show. I'm Josh Dugan, and I'm out.